call the House Special Committee on Budget to order, and we will go into a work session on several bills, beginning with House Bill 5083, Water Resources Department. Representative Morgan.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 5083 is the budget bill for the Water Resources Department. The department and the Water Resources Commission set water policy for the state, manage water resources, issue water rights, monitor stream flows, inspect dams, and work with other groups to address Oregon's water supply needs. The general fund supports approximately 70% of the department's budget. The remaining is primarily other funds consisting of fees and charges for services. The Education and Natural Resources Subcommittee recommends a budget of $29.4 million and 138 FTE. The budget consists of $21.1 million general fund, $6.6 million other funds, and $1.1 million in federal funds. The total budget is at about the same level as the governor's recommended budget. The general fund portion of this budget is 8% above the governor's budget. The subcommittee recommended budget continues a number of general fund reductions recommended by the governor. The budget also makes reductions to reflect lower PERS and attorney general rates and reduces general fund services and supplies expenditures by 3%, as well as the standard adjustments for lower hourly rates for attorney general charges and lower PERS rates. The budget restores three positions eliminated by the governor in the field services and technical services programs. Limited duration positions were continued for the Klamath Basin adjudication efforts to reduce the backlog of water rights transfer applications and for data entry into the groundwater database. $625,000 general fund was added for the department's litigation costs associated with the Camp Klamath adjudication. The budget also reverses a proposed $1.8 million fund shift using federal Pacific Coastal Salmon Recovery Funds to replace general fund for activities related to the Oregon plan due to concerns expressed by the federal granting authority. Your Education and Natural Resources Subcommittee recommends House Bill 5083 be amended and reported out do pass as amended.
Representative Morgan recommends the bill be reported out do pass with the dash two amendments. Discussion? Objections? Seeing none, so ordered. House Bill 5146, Judicial Department. Representative Hanna.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 5146 is a budget bill for the Oregon Judicial Department. The Judicial Department consists of the Supreme Court, the Court of Appeals, the Tax Court, the Office of the State Court Administrator, and the circuit courts that are located in each county. The department is also responsible for providing interpreter and jury services. The total budget is $302,681,608 and 1,838.75 FTE. The budget is increased by $19 million general fund above the governor's budget to partially restore the governor's $24.7 million unspecified reduction below the essential budget level. The committee also allowed the department to retain approximately $1.9 million in estimated PERS savings and did not require a 3% reduction to services and supplies. These actions resulted in a budget that is $3.9 million and 21.22 FTE below the essential budget level. The subcommittee noted that with this restoration, it expects the department will provide the same level of services on small claims cases as all other civil cases. The budget does not include funding for any of the Chief Justice's general fund policy packages. The subcommittee noted that one of the packages had $942,679,000 in general fund to replace drug court grants that will expire during the 05-07 biennium. If the legislature passes a bill to deal with the methamphetamine crisis, consideration should be given to funding this package so that existing drug court capacity can be retained. The budget includes the Chief Justice's requested budget for other and federal funds with technical adjustments for a Bureau of Justice Assistance Drug Court grant, a Child Support Intergovernmental Agreement, and a Juvenile Accountability Block grant. The Subcommittee on Human Services and Public Safety recommends approval of HB 5146 as amended.
Representative Hanna recommends the bill be reported out. Do pass with the dash two amendments. Discussions? Representative Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I supported this in sub and certainly will support it here. We do have to be very watchful in terms of the drug court positions. These are pretty vital to any kind of a methamphetamine initiative, and we need to make sure that those are funded from some other manner.
Additional comments, discussion, objections? Without objection, so ordered. House Bill 5157, Department of Corrections Capital Construction. Representative Wisnett.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 5157 is the capital construction bill for the Department of Corrections. This bill makes the necessary adjustments to bring the amounts and dates originally authorized in capital construction bills and previous sessions in line with current needs. The Subcommittee on Human Services and Public Safety approved changes in capital construction expenditure limitations for projects at the Power River facility in Baker, the Shuttle Creek facility in the Coos Bay North Bend area, and the Coffee Creek facility in Wilsonville. The amount for the Mattress facility was also increased from the expected total cost of the project of $190 million. The original authorization amount of $59 million was only for the cost of planning site work and the construction of the minimum facility. This increase accounts for the expansion in the number of minimum security beds and the construction of the minimum security facility. The necessary debt service for these projects will be included in the operations budget for the Department of Corrections, which is a separate bill. The bill also extends the projected expiration dates for the Mattress and Coffee Creek projects, as well as two local community correction projects in Multnomah and Clatsop counties to reflect current construction schedules. The subcommittee recommends House Bill 5157 be amended and reported out. Do pass.
Representative Wisdom recommends the bill be reported out. Do pass with the dash one amendments. Discussion? Objections?
Abakian's a no, Mr. Chair.
Also no.
Let the record show Representative March and Representative Abakian object, otherwise pass. House Bill 2120 relating to fees assessed to the Department of Geology and Mineral Industries. Representative Morgan.
House Bill 2120 would increase fees for aggregate or mineral mining operation permits. The Department of Geology and Mineral Industries uses fees from mining permits to support the activities of the Mined Land Reclamation Program. The bill would change the structure of the current fee schedule in which permit fees are based on a range of volume of material moved and replace it with a fee of 0.75 cents per ton of material removed plus a $635 base permit fee. This is likely to cause a decrease in fees paid by small operators and an increase in fees for large operators. Overall, the fee changes are expected to increase revenue by about $300,000 per biennium. The Dogami budgets, as passed by both the House and the Senate, assume passage of this fee increase and already have adequate other funds expenditure limitation and position authority for the anticipated revenue from the modified fees. And also I would add to this, committee members, that we had significant testimony in the subcommittee that the regulated community supported these fee increases. And with that, the Education and Natural Resources Subcommittee recommends that House Bill 2120 be amended and reported out due pass as amended.
Representative Morgan recommends the bill be reported out. Do pass with the dash three amendments. Discussion? Objections? Without objection, so ordered. House Bill 2159 relating to the sale of state-owned property. Representative Schaffler.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Chapter 989, Oregon Laws 2001, directed the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife to relocate its headquarters from Portland to Salem. The bill also required ODFW to sell the Portland facility, with any proceeds remaining after payment of relocation costs to be deposited into the general fund. The Portland building was paid for using hunting and fishing license revenue. Federal legislation passed in the 1930s stipulates that if a state diverts hunting or fishing license revenue into their general fund, they will lose federal wildlife monies generated by a federal excise tax on sporting goods. The department is due to receive approximately $25 million from these federal sources during the 2005-2007 biennium. House Bill 2159 avoids this risk by stipulating that the remaining $1.6 million in sale proceeds are to be deposited in the State Wildlife Fund to be used by the Department for Management of the State's Fish and Wildlife. Your Education and Natural Resources Subcommittee recommends that House Bill 2159 be reported out due pass.
Thank you. Representative Schaffler recommends the bill be reported out due pass. Discussions? Objections? Without objection, so ordered. House Bill 2588-A, relating to study of chiropractic services provided in workers' compensation claims. Representative Richardson.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, current workers' compensation law does not allow a chiropractor to be considered an injured worker's attending physician, and utilization of chiropractic services is limited. Some studies have indicated that overall medical costs of workers' compensation claims could be reduced by allowing more access to chiropractors while providing effective treatment. Under the bill, the Oregon Health and Science University would conduct a five-year research study of the impact of allowing open access to chiropractic services in workers' compensation claims. An eight-member committee representing workers' compensation stakeholders will be appointed by the director of the Department of Consumer and Business Services. The committee will serve in an advisory capacity to the director and to the primary researcher on the design and implementation of the study. The DCBS director ultimately has approval authority of project design and implementation. A report from OHSU at the conclusion of the study is due by June 30, 2011. The project will be funded with no more than $999,360 of workers' benefit fund revenues over the next three biennia. This fund consists of assessments on workers' compensation carriers based on premiums, and the outlay is not expected to affect the assessment rate. The DCPS budget for 2005 and 7 does not need to be adjusted for the expected non-limited expenditure. The Human Services and Public Safety Subcommittee recommends that House Bill 2588A be reported with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Richardson recommends the bill be reported out due pass. Discussion?
Question.
Question. Go ahead.
Yes. Representative Richardson, if the committee and the director came to the conclusion that maybe a shorter study or a smaller study would be appropriate, they have the authorization to spend less than the $999.
Mr. Chair, Representative March.
Representative Richardson.
The $999,000 is this dollar amount is not what has to be spent. It's what's allocated, and certainly if there was a need to change the format, they would. If it was a major change, they probably would come back and let us know. The idea of using 5 years is to get like a double blind kind of study so that there could be accurate information based over time, good or bad, whatever it is. And it really does look like this study will be valuable all across the country because of the nature of the study and the duration.
Right. Thank you.
Objections? Without objection, so ordered. House Bill 2717A relating to postponement of workers' compensation hearings. Representative Smith.
Thank you, Chair Scott. Under current law, an appeal of a ruling by the Department of Consumer and Business Services Director can be made to the Workers' Compensation Board. The Board is then required to schedule a hearing on the appeal within 90 days of the request. The hearing may be postponed for extraordinary circumstances. There is no limit on the length of the postponement under current law. House Bill 2717 maintains the 90-day requirement for a hearing, but limits the postponement period to 120 days from the original hearing date. The measure also increases the current 10-day notice of hearings to 60 days, but provides that the 60-day notice may be waived by agreement. The subcommittee adopted an amendment that excludes certain cases from the 60-day notice and that provides the Department of Consumer and Business Services with an other funds expenditure limitation increase of $247,000 for one-time expenditures related to rescheduled hearings during the first 10 months after the measure takes effect. The subcommittee recommends that House Bill 2717A be amended and reported out due pass as amended.
Representative Smith recommends the bill reported out do pass with the dash A6 amendments. Discussion? Objections? Without objection, so ordered. House Bill 3168 relating to special education. Representative Mark.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 3168 revises the state special education law to address amendments to the Federal Individuals with Disabilities Education Act. In December 2004, President Bush signed into law the reauthorization of the federal act. Some provisions of the law are effective immediately, while others require compliance by July 1, 2005. House Bill 3168 would amend the current state statutes to align them with federal law and allowing Oregon to remain in compliance and eligible to continue receiving federal IDEA funds. For the 2005-07 biennium, these funds are estimated to be about $250 million. Most of these funds are passed through to school districts and other local education providers. The Subcommittee on Education and Natural Resources recommends that House Bill 3168 be reported out, do pass.
Representative March recommends the bill be reported out, do pass. Discussion? Objections? Without objection, so ordered. House Bill 3230A relating to Oregon Disabilities Commission. Representative Richardson.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 3230 transfers the Oregon Disabilities Commission to the Department of Human Services and creates the Oregon Deaf and Hard of Hearing Services Program. The transfer will allow the commission to focus on its core functions, that of advocacy and outreach. The establishment of the Oregon Deaf and Hard of Hearing Services Program will improve services to individuals who are deaf or hard of hearing by ensuring that resources targeted for these services are directed to the highest priority needs of these programs, these services. Currently, the Commission's primary revenue source is a special payment from the Department. The transfer eliminates the need for double budgeting and generates a small general fund savings. The transition of the Oregon Disabilities Commission to the Department of Human Services is a positive example of making state government more efficient and more effective. The Subcommittee on the Human Services and Public Safety recommends House Bill 3230 be amended and that it be reported out with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Richardson recommends a bill reported out due pass with the dash A3 amendments. Discussion? Objections? Without objection, so ordered. That concludes the agenda. We will stand adjourned.
Oh, Mr. Chair, I didn't get to vote on the first one. I just wanted you to know I would have voted yes.
Okay.
Or with no objection, just so you know.
Thank you very much.
Water resources.
We will be adjourned.